Chapter 40. The cry was repeated. A light appeared. A vision of two terrified half-dressed men at the top of the stairs. Swam before his eyes a flash, a loud noise, a smoke, a crash somewhere, but where he knew not, and he staggered back. Sykes had disappeared for an instant, but he was up again, and had him by the collar before the smoke had cleared away. He fired his own pistol after the men, who were already retreating, and dragged the boy up. "Clasp your arm tighter," apostrophe said Sykes, as he drew him through the window. "Give me a shawl here. They've hit him. Quick. How the boy bleeds." Then came the loud ringing of a bell, mingled with the noise of firearms, and the shouts of men, and the sensation of being carried over uneven ground at a rapid pace. And then, the noises grew confused in the distance, and a cold deadly feeling crept over the boy's heart, and he saw, or heard no more. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.